later?
Well, we've got different ones. Like on mine, part of it's fenced with hog wire, and some we got 4 and 5 barbed wire through.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
According to what you're going to have in there. If you got sheep, you nearly got to have some hog wire down there.
Yeah. What's go hog through wire?
Well, it's, I couldn't tell you, but say you take a, I've got some out there. It's a, 2.5 feet across here. Uh-huh. But it's got wires through here. And, then it starts, it's got wires through there.
Uh-huh. How big is this square here, usually?
This one?
Well, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know. I never measured one. Just look at it and be, hey, of course, there's difference of that.
Yeah.
Different widths of wire, but about what I got, it's about, I'd say, maybe 4 by 4,
mm-hmm.
4 inches.
Mm-hmm. This thing right here, is this wire or is this?
Mm-hmm. That's wire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, according to the house, they've got heavy hog wire and light hog wire.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the heavy hog wire for hogs, usually. Mm-hmm. For, like to put them in a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start the ogres out there and rooting her in.
And that's the end of your fence, huh?
Yeah,
it's
too small.
Did you have to put up like a barbed wire fence? Did you have to put one up yourself?
Yeah, I put up. I got some up there now. I don't have a bit of use for it. I fenced like I'd fence off a field here, and there'd be pasture all around it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's 2 or 3 of them up here I fenced. That old boy that I bought this from, just had 12, 15 acres of pasture. I forget what it was. It wasn't just a little.
Uh-huh.
And he just let nearly all the rest of it go. He didn't hardly work any on this, plant a little feed.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for the county on the highway.
Mm.
Just raised some haggis or something for his cows to eat.
What?
Sudan, Hagar, and different kinds of feed.
Oh, okay.
To mow and bale.
I listen to the farm show in the mornings, and I've learned some stuff from watching that, you know, but at 6:30 in the morning, I don't pay a whole lot of attention.
Yeah.
when you put up a barbed wire fence, what do you have to do? Explain that to me.
Well, you have to put a corner post, mm-hmm. a big post, and if you have a gate up there one place, I've got like that.
How many?
And then there'd be a corner post up here.
Uh-huh.
And a corner post up here. See, there's a gate right here. How come these two didn't come down the side?
Uh-huh.
But you put this, what I put in there was steel post.
Uh-huh.
Just by steel post.
Uh-huh.
War.
How many do you have to use? Well, how far apart were they put that way?
I don't know whether I ever. Well, it's according to what you're gonna put in there. Sometime you'd have a little further, and next time you wouldn't go so far and to put more posts. It's according to what's gonna be in there to go through. This for cows, I put out. I stepped it too when I put them in there. It's long since I built any fence.
Yeah. Did you, let's see, you had barbed wire and you had hog wire. And what kind of fence did you have around the house?
Around the house? Well, there's hog wire out here.
Uh-huh.
And this is just wire.
Mm-hmm.